The Republican rework of Obamacare is forcing states to figure out what it means for them. And so far, they're not cheering in the Tennessee legislature. WPLN's Chaz Sisk joins us to explain how the health care plan is playing here. Hello, Chaz.
Hi, Blake.
So let's start with Governor Bill Haslam. He's been, you know, really a key figure nationally on health care. He seems to like what Republicans in Congress are talking about. What does he see as the upside for Tennessee?
The upside for Tennessee, in Haslam's opinion, is flexibility. This isn't just something that he's wanted. It's something that a lot of governors around the country want. And it's something that that Tennessee governors have sought since at least Ned McWhorter. He negotiated with the federal government to create the state's major health insurance program, TennCare, back in the 1990s. One of the main features of the Republicans' health care proposal is it gives states block grants for Medicaid. These are lump sums of money to spend on health care that don't have many strings attached. Haslam likes this because it let him experiment. He could take steps to push preventative medicine, for instance, or implement co-pays to discourage people from using unnecessary services.
But he's still concerned about the GOP health care plan?
Yeah, he is, because he sees a potential downside to block grants. States could get stuck with the bill if health care turns out to be more expensive than expected. And the governor's been using a very concrete example to illustrate this danger.
I mean, obviously, the challenge for us as a state is if there's a new drug that comes out that we weren't covering previously, say like the Hep C drug that came out that's $95,000 per regimen, that would all be new expenses and built onto the base you have. So that's the reason we feel like we need more flexibilities to take to be prepared for something like that.
And in this case, I think what he means by flexibility is some way to share the cost so it doesn't all fall on Tennessee.
You know, TennCare's director was talking to state lawmakers last week, mentioning other reservations regarding block grant funding. Wendy Long said, you know, what if we enter another recession and many more people start qualifying for coverage and we've got all the money we're going to get from the federal government? Does the governor share that concern?
Yeah, he does. And he has some suggestions on how to keep the state from being stuck with the bill for that. What Haslam would prefer is that block grants be on a per-person basis, meaning states would get a certain amount of money for every person who signs up for Medicaid, rather than a set amount, no matter how many people enroll. So if the number of people were to go up, as in a recession, states would get more money. The governor says he's raised the idea of per capita block grants with the Trump administration, and they've been very receptive. But it does seem to run counter to one of the goals of Republicans in Washington, and that's for states to avoid putting a lot of people on Medicaid. So it'll be interesting to see whether that really shows up in the final law.
You know, I wonder on the state level, does it matter what legislators and even the governor of Tennessee think about all this?
Yeah, I think it does. If Congress and President Trump really follow through and do give states block grants and flexibility, it'll be up to the governor and state lawmakers to design the Medicaid program. Now, historically, the governor's taken the lead on that. The governor administers TennCare, and the administration has all the data on enrollment and drug prices and all of that. But if the debate a couple of years ago over Medicaid expansion proves anything, it's that state lawmakers aren't just going to do what the governor says. They have their own ideas about what health care coverage ought to look like.
All right. Well, thank you, Chaz.
You're welcome.
Chaz Sisk covers the Tennessee State House. He'll be joining us throughout the legislative session.